Welcome to the UpLife podcast, moderated by Kwan and Simon. We are entrepreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and we have over 200 mobile apps in Play Store and App Store. Our winning product is called Ling Learn 60 on More Languages. Today, we would like to talk about startup sponsored program that we are joining. Mm-hmm. So first, maybe some updates about the life in Germany. How is going until now?
Yeah, so we just 1 or 2 weeks arrived in Germany. Before that, as you might know, we were in Thailand. So that's quite different for us, and we will stay a couple of months here. And right now we are in my hometown in the south of Germany. And it's surprisingly pretty good weather. And the sun is shining, even though it's a bit colder, of course, than in Thailand. We're really enjoying it and meeting some old friends and having fun.
Yeah, so it's definitely different lifestyle compared to Thailand, and here you will need to, if you want to enter any locations, you need to be like vaccinated, or you have to be tested. But yeah, still we enjoy a lot, and to be like, let's say in Simon's hometown, I've been living here over 10 years, so I feel like home as well, my second home. Yeah, so looking forward to the next 3 months.
Okay, so let's talk about the funded programs that we've participated. Because the reason why we talk about this is that last week we just talked, or two people on our team, they talked on our on a day startup day in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and talking about our project, our Ling Life project, and yeah, we just thought, okay, since we did, there was already a second funded program that we did, we can talk about that. So maybe Kwan, you can talk a little bit about in which way do we want to go? Maybe the first one first. CMU,
yeah,
like the university program.
Maybe just like where or which program we did, yes, or we participated. I would say the first one that we participate or we got sponsored is the BOI. So BOI promote our business based on our of course business model.
So what's BOI?
BOI is Board of Investment Thailand, and this institution promoted foreign companies or someone who want to do business in Thailand and help them to like to start the business with some incentives like work permit, visa, and some tax exemption. We already talked about it in previous episode. If you would like to know more, okay, what are the benefits of it and how did we apply for it and so on, you can, yeah, you can listen to it. So yeah, definitely it was also quite hard one because we need to submit all our business model for the Ling app. And why do we do a Ling app, and why we want to open a business for Ling app in Thailand? And yeah, we need to send all the financial forecast, the cost estimation in the next 5 years. So yeah, so we it's quite detailed, and yeah, is we learn also a lot from there, like to really plan out our business for the 5 years. Yeah. So that's the first one. And the second one we participated is called STEP, or Startup Program from Chiang Mai University, Thailand. And I personally very very happy to join this program. So
how did you
know about it? Yeah. So there is a co-working space in Niman called The Brick. I don't know if you are in Chiang Mai, maybe you have heard about it. And the break are sponsored by also like Step Thailand, where all the companies who are in the incubation can register their business address or company address at this co-working space, and they can meet each other. So they are like kind of co-working space of the business who are promoted from, not promoted, but who joined the incubation program from Step. And we were there at the beginning of the opening, which is like 4 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago. And then they like the staff told us, yeah, why don't we apply for it too? Because very good.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
this co-working
yeah.
space is also a normal co-working space, not
Yeah,
only,
yeah.
right? So that's why we also went there just
To
normally to work
work,
there, right?
yeah. And then yeah, they said it's a very good program. You get connection and you like get a lot of trainings and mentor and so on. So at the first year, we don't really apply for it because we don't see any needs. Actually, we think why should we, yeah, we should read, we
Spend our
don't,
time for
yeah.
those.
So but then last year or 2020, sorry, 2019, actually, the end of 2019, we applied for it again because we want to have connection for our new app, which is Link Life. So Link Life is the app, is a platform application for language learning, where we want to build up from like Link app, like people learn languages from our application, play games, and learn some phrases, conversation, and then we want to like level up our product line that the people from Link app can go further and learn the language from the language tutors. That's why it's the beginning of Link Life. And we definitely need a lot of marketing for this kind of platform because we need to attract tutors as well as students, where we already have some user base from Link app, but still the more marketing or the more this app gets promoted, the better. And that's why we decided to apply for Step Startup Program.
Okay, so what was the progress, the process of applying for it for that?
Yeah, so you also need to submit a lot of business model for the screening, like what is your product, why do we want to do it, what is our business model, how do we earn money, and which states we are. And then after you get selected, I think 16 or something from the first screening, then you have to pitch. So there will be like, I mean, at our year, there were five judge juries, and then like all people, like all business will like pitch within 5 minutes and then answer the question. I don't know, maybe 15 minutes or 5 minutes also. And it's so you need to prepare obviously the PowerPoint, and that you have to go through like why we do that. And what is our business model? How do we earn the money? And yeah, what are our advantages, or how we gonna be success or be better than a competitor? Yeah, so I think Simon, you did the pitch, and I was there to help.
I mean, I did the actual presenting it, but I think you did made a lot of preparation stuff. So, yeah, I think my learning from that was that it's really important to practice that, and also important to stay in that time, because I think most of the time they really have that, and they literally have a timer, and it seems like even if you have a great presentation, but if you don't stay in it in time, it's really not good. So that's why we really practiced that a couple of times before. I remember that. And so we stayed exactly in that 5 minutes, I think. It was pretty good. And so it's also important to not talk too much, because usually, I mean, because 5 minutes, usually in these presentations, I think like a pitch, you have not a lot of time. So it's maybe 1 minute or 5 minutes or even maybe 10 minutes, but there's always a limit. So It's good to just
Breakfast.
tell about the yeah, talk about the main points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and then after, and then we were really lucky and we got selected into the, I think, yeah. Also one of our mentor, he select us, or we were selected to be his mentee. Yeah, and he's very successful, our business owner, or let's say, yeah, business owner,
Yeah.
of also a platform web application, and for web application for like how to say, for constructions
Real
contracts,
estate. Real
freelancer,
estate.
yeah, real estate. And then we also like, it's kind of not like us, he is kind of the platform for B2B, but we are like B2C too, like more to find students than to find their teachers in terms of like earning money. Yeah, we were very happy because he is definitely one of the very successful in his
Yeah,
yeah.
and he's also very helpful, and so and yeah, he's not as again as you said, as he's not exactly the same business line as us, but it's still very helpful because he has also like technology, similar technology sometimes, and like he's just been there. And some problems when we have
Yeah.
problems, he knows this stuff, so it's very, very helpful to have some. And I think that's also a thing to look out for if you think about applying for things. If there is someone as a mentor who has really experience, that is really the diff makes the difference. Because often in other programs, it might be just people from the university, which is also helpful, but then it's just always better to have someone who really did the thing that you did. Yeah.
And he's actually very inspiring for us too. Like he's been also like in the bottom, but now he's very high. Like he's it's like million dollar company. So we are looking forward. Maybe we'll be there one day too. So but the chance to talk to someone who owns $1 million business, like billion Thai baht business, so it's actually very privileged for me already that he just help us like designing something, or yeah, guiding us. So yeah, and then we got the mentor, and we also got the money for like some helping. It's not a lot. It's about like $3,000. Oh no, sorry, $5,000 for a year. It's not a lot of money, but is yeah, we can just
Yeah.
spend the money for some marketings, which we are spending now for like influencers and some other program business. And then now we are in the second year, and we also passed the second year where I pitch for like what we've been doing so far, what our OKRs, the business model, what we are going to do next, and we pass again. So we will get again $5,000 for the second year and stay in touch with
Yeah.
the mentor.
And that's the thing also, that maybe that's also nice to have, just like yeah, except for the money and the mentoring, also like kind of a structure where they kind of force you to review your goals. And yeah, sometimes we always thought, okay, it's a little bit annoying because like, okay, it's just we have to do this, we have to present these goals. But also it really keeps you on track a little bit. So that's why I think it's just a nice, it gives you also a kind of structure. So I think these are the main benefits of these kind of programs.
Yeah, so that's really helpful for us. I really enjoy this startup program. And yeah, next we talk about another two startup program that we joined. The another one, the short one I want to introduce, is called Pin North of Thailand. It's from the intellectual something like government ministry. And I got it too. The benefit from that is I can join 5 days trainings program, which is separated in within 6 months. And due to COVID, we do everything online. Yeah, there's different topics from like design thinking until OKR presentation, like internet in yeah some ma many other trainings. Yeah, but the downside of it is you just have to be there. Like you cannot apply for as a business and send some people who are interested to the training, but you have to be like in all training by yourself. That is a little bit not that advantageous for me because I don't need to know everything because there are some more people who should like better be trained than me to be trained in that perspective. Okay, and the last one we joined is called Chiang Mai Startup Program, where it just happened last week, we mentioned before. So we again promote the application called LinkLive. So again, it's I saw the promotion also on Facebook and I also apply for it. And yeah, again, saying the presentation, what's the product about, what is the business model. So we can like kind of reuse all the resources we have. So it was not a lot of preparation. And we also got selected to present like one of the 16 teams to present our business. And yeah, we got like every team we get the price of Amazon AWS of 150,000 baht, which is not that bad. And yeah, and we got promoted.
Yeah, I think main thing was also the promotion. And yeah, now when you say it, I think what we can do also in the future is right now we talk more about the local programs, but there's a lot also in Bangkok, for example, Thailand, or also worldwide. And I think once you have prepared kind of these things that because mostly it's similar, the application procedure, then you can kind of make a process probably. And just say, okay, you search for a lot of different programs, and then you just send that all over. And of course, it takes time, but I think, as we said, it's worth it. I mean, maybe it depends a little bit on the kind of project that you do. But I think, especially with platform apps, it's really good to have also some exposure. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I really enjoyed the last pitching from our employees. They did a very good job. And yeah, so I think it's also creating some kind of new vibe into the company that okay, we again going to pitch something and please join the events or something like that. And we see okay that we are really growing and doing more like public publicity to our own company, yeah, and to our own product, at least locally in Chiang Mai. So yeah, so it's again a long episode, but I think it's okay for now. So if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. And yeah, talk to you next time. Bye.